Next patient is Ms. Linda Hardy. The last name is H-A-R-D-Y. This is the clinical case of the 73-year-old male female that is being evaluated for the kidney function. The patient had a deterioration of the kidney function while she was living overseas. Decided to come to the to this country, back. And the lady has evidence of improvement of the upper respiratory tract symptoms and the general malaise that she used to have. In the evaluation for the kidney function, we ordered a retroperitoneal ultrasound that was done on May 18, 2024, in which the kidneys are smaller than expected, with a diameter of 9.6 in the right and 9.2 in the left. There is thinning of the cortex and increased echogenicity, which is consistent with the ongoing process on chronic basis. Following number, the patient has a proteinuria of 571 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Whether or not this is related to the original process is unknown. The initial evaluation of the process included a urinalysis with hematuria. We are going to repeat the urinalysis. We are going to reevaluate this hematuria. Following number, the patient has an ANA positive. We don't have the titers, we don't have the pattern that we are going to order. However, the sedimentation rate and the C-reactive protein are negative and the patient is feeling better. We are going to order the anti-double strand DNA in order to rule out the kidney compromise from autoimmune process. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has osteoporosis. Following number, she has a history of malaria and that is remote, and a history of hepatitis B that is remote. There is no alteration in the liver function test as to suggest the presence of hepatitis B or C. However, the serology will be ordered. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.